St. Francis of Assisi lived in Italy during the late 1100s and early 1200s. His religious life of service, foregoing worldly trappings in order to give one totally in service to God, was a model others continued to follow. One kid from Kansas perhaps never imagined he would become a Franciscan friar, but today the journey has led him all the way to the Bronx. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird graduated from Kansas State with a degree in animal science, but he always had a desire to help others. He had traveled to several countries while in school, and after graduation, felt a call to perhaps make this his life's mission.
When you become a missionary, you go where you're sent, and to sort of accept that God could be calling me to go to places that are far from my family and far from the wheat fields of Kansas.
He enrolled in seminary and studied for the priesthood. God was calling him to a specific ministry, he says.
He showed me that, no, I want that to be your life, and I wrestled with it for a little bit.
So he became a Franciscan friar, and where he wound up, well, it's far from his agricultural roots in Kansas.
From Kansas to the Bronx, you couldn't think of probably any more drastic of a change.
When his particular Franciscan community established a presence in this part of the Bronx 30 years ago, they were moving to a place much in need.
At the time, it was called Fort Apache because it was like a war ground between different gangs. It's improved significantly since then.
Chris is today known as Father Xavier. He is far from his home in Kansas, but close to the hearts of the many he serves in the Bronx with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal.
It's like a monastery in the city, but it's not a monastery because we go out and we work with the people in the community. Where I live, we have actually two friaries right on the same block. One runs a homeless shelter, and where we're at, we run a youth program.
His work is important at all times of the year, but especially at Christmas. That story next time as we travel the countryside in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.